It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe Georgia Tech was tested, obviously, in the Colorado game, but they were able to hold on and find a way to get it done. And now you're talking about taking on a Clemson team that a lot of people are doubting at this particular juncture. And for Georgia, we know they got a big game against Tennessee. But let's talk Georgia Tech with their beat writer for the AJC, Chad Bishop. And Chad, first and foremost, the latest on Haynes King. I mean, last weekend we were getting reports. What do you mean? Who's starting? Philo, what's going on? What do you know about Haynes King and this injury?
Yeah, it looks like he's okay. I think it's going to be a situation very, very similar to the last half of 2024, where it's a week-to-week thing. It's not his shoulder. It's not anything to do with his throwing the football. It's a lower body, sort of lower back issue. Was at practice this morning. He was out there running with the first team. But I think part of the problem was this past Saturday, he was pretty beat up from that Colorado game. You know, laid it all on the line and ran the ball a ton of times and took a lot of hits. And then went out for pregame warmups, and you know I've heard it equated to you know being a starting pitcher. You go out there and you got your warmup tosses and you're ready to go, and then there's a weather delay and you have to cool back down and try to rev it back up. And I think the medical staff just said, you know what, you know maybe today's not the best day for Haynes to go. And luckily for Georgia Tech, they got a pretty good looking quarterback at number two there, and Aaron Philo, and he was able to come out and get the job done. But I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to keep Haynes King out long term. I would expect him to go Saturday against Clemson.
I know, Chad, you see the same headlines we do, and Carl and I always joke around about like my mom's basement.com, but you got guys making it sound like his arm's falling off. So that's all erroneous.
Yeah, definitely. Again, I was out of practice this morning watching him throw the ball down the field, going through drills like he normally does. Haven't seen him, you know, try to stretch that shoulder out or rotate it or shake it off. Again, I really do think he took some hits to maybe the midsection or the back or the lower back or things like that that sort of flared up on him during the course of the week last week. But no, the kid can still throw the ball fine.
All right. Speaking of this matchup, Clemson has won the last nine meetings. What is Brent Key saying about the challenge of breaking this streak? I think Georgia Tech's good enough, Chad. I think they can do it. And this is an opportune time to break this streak and I think get the country's attention if you're able to pull off this upset, because everybody just expects Clemson to bounce back. What is Coach Key saying about trying to break this nine-game losing streak?
Well, interestingly enough, Brent Key said a whole lot of nothing today. Very, very calculated and interesting move by Brent this morning during his weekly media availability. You know, he talks to the media every Tuesday about noonish and gave a lot of one-word answers, kind of pulled a little Bill Belichick on us today, if I'll throw that out there. Oh, yeah, they got a good football team. Penalties are unacceptable. Cade Kublik's, you know, pretty good, well-coached. A lot of one-word, short, one-sentence answers. I think he's trying to send the message that he is completely focused on the task at hand and wants his team to be just as focused as well. And Brent Key is never the one to talk about losing streaks or winning streaks or how big one game is over another. I get all that, but you have to know behind closed doors that just like Brent Key wants to really, really beat Georgia, I'm sure he really, really wants to beat this long losing streak against Clemson, because you know he played against Clemson. It's an old-time ACC rival. He's played against Dabo, you know, many, many times, whether it's his time as an offensive line coach at Alabama or his time as an assistant with Georgia Tech, as a player with Georgia Tech, and now the head coach is Georgia Tech. So there's some rivalry there for sure. And I think, again, to your point, if Georgia Tech wants to show the college football world that they're a real player in 2025, I think it starts Saturday with trying to get a win over Clemson.
It's a Chad Bishop, guys, on Duke Chappelle, Georgia Tech beat writer for the AJC. More on the Falcons coming up in about 20, but we're previewing the Clemson matchup. Yeah, Gardner-Webb, it's tough to judge what they are, but obviously the passing game worked great for Aaron Philo. In the Colorado game, it was kind of one-dimensional late. Can Haynes King and the receivers combine for some, because you know you're going to have to score some points to beat Clemson. Can they get it on track?
I think they're going to have to, right? And that was, you know, it was curious to me to watch that Colorado game, and sometimes the game sort of dictates how you have to run things, right? Like, okay, Colorado's not stopping this quarterback run. Let's not get away from it. But I think over time, with the talent Georgia Tech has on its offensive roster and with what they brought in and how excited they were about their running backs and their wide receivers and the tight ends, And Brent Key even mentioned it after the Colorado game. They got to get more people involved offensively. So I think that has to evolve and develop, especially this weekend, because with Clemson's defensive front, I mean, those guys are so talented, right? Like NFL level type defensive linemen on that Clemson roster. They can't just line up and try to run the ball every single play. So they got to get that passing game going. Again, they did a great job against Gardner-Webb, but Gardner-Webb is Gardner-Webb. So they're going to have to find some holes in that Clemson secondary to get the ball down the field, which in turn, of course, right, will open up that run game later in the game.
What do you think of Klubnik? What's your opinions on him? I've got mixed reviews. Mike and I talked about that first game, LSU. You're like, I thought he played better. It doesn't take away from what he's accomplished there, but what do you think?
You know, I'm with you because, you know, I've seen Cade play in person before, right? But coming into this season, a lot of hype, you know, preseason accolades. I know he's at the top of a lot of draft boards. I don't pretend to be an NFL scout, so I don't really know what those guys are looking for, right? But a little bit surprised to see that, you know, I think a lot of folks thought he would be the latest and greatest quarterback to come out of the ACC and win a ton of awards. Because I hadn't really seen him, in at least the time I've been covering the ACC, just completely light up opposing defenses, right, and put up just these gaudy numbers and really stand back there and look like an NFL quarterback. Now, again, maybe there's some projections out there that show what he will be over time, but I do think he's dangerous enough, right, week in and week out, no matter who he's playing, to carry his team to a victory. And so I think Georgia Tech's defense has to be super aware of that, and I'm sure they are, because the kid has done it before, and he's led his team to a lot of victories. So I think the expectations were maybe higher than the reality, right, starting out the season. Okay. But again, I think he's such a good talent and such a veteran presence in that Clemson clubhouse that I think any given Saturday he could probably beat any team that he goes up against.
So weird start for Clemson. I mean, we saw the Klubnik look horrible. His own coach calls him out, basically just saying it was horrible against LSU. And, I mean, they had all summer to get ready for the other Tigers, and they weren't. As we're talking with Chad Bishop from the AJC, Troy, they looked awful in that game. Can Tech's defensive front get after Klubnik, I should say, and make some more mistakes?
Well, I think that'll be key, right? This Georgia Tech defense revamped, retooled in the offseason. They couldn't get after the quarterback at all last season, and that was a huge point of emphasis coming into this year, going through the transfer portal, stockpiling talent and depth at the defensive line position because they knew their linebackers were in good shape and their secondary was okay, but they had to retool that front four, that front seven, and they did that. They got a ton of sacks against Gardner-Webb. Of course, it's Gardner-Webb. We understand that, but they've gotten a really good pass rush these first couple weeks. But if you allow Cade Klubnik to stand back there and have time and pick your secondary apart, it's going to be a very, very long afternoon in Bobby Dodd Stadium. So, yeah, I think that's a huge key to get back there, make them feel uncomfortable. And then the other thing I'll point out, you know, is Blake Gideon, the defensive coordinator, former safety and former safeties coach at Texas. What sort of coverages and disguises can he throw at Cade Klubnik to try to confuse him as well? I think that all sort of ties in together when you're going against a quarterback of this stature.
What about just running the ball? Look, Tech's ninth in the country. They're averaging 270 yards, 271 a pop, right, a game. Can't they just, and don't you just feel like they're going to be able to run the ball against this defense that's 40th against the run and hasn't really shown that they can just shut teams down? If I'm Brent Key, and we joke with him all the time, run the ball. Run it. Like, force these dudes to stop you. That's where I'm at, Chad. What about you?
That's why I think Brent Key and I get along so well. I mean, we all love to run the ball, right? I mean, just quit throwing it. What's the old adage? Throw the ball, two out of three things that can happen are bad. So just keep it on the ground. You got two great running backs in Jamal Haynes and Malachi Hosley, the transfer from Penn. You have an offensive line that arguably is one of the better ones in the entire ACC. And when Brent, you know, when that Georgia Tech team runs for more than 300 yards, they're 4-0 under Brent Key. Mm-hmm. So run the ball. Just like get out there and stay after it. Even if Clemson stops it early on, stay with it. Don't stray away from it. Don't force things. I know he loves to challenge his offensive line. Brent Key talked about that before the Colorado game. Like, we challenged those guys and they stood up and played a great game. Do it again. Like, here's a big time defensive front out of Clemson. Here's some guys coming that are going to be in NFL pretty soon. What can you do? What can you guys do? So let's see what they can do on Saturday. Run the ball, move the pile, chew that clock up, play an old school, ugly, nasty game, and win that thing 20-17, right?
Right. And we said to start, I think our first conversation was to start the season, if this is going to be a 10-win season for Clemson, for Georgia Tech, most folks felt, well, maybe you lose to Clemson. Maybe, you can take Georgia, to the mat like you did last year. But this is one, 9 years, this is kind of like reminds me of Mark Richt and what Georgia was dealing with at Tennessee. Remember all those? I don't know how old, if you remember that, Chad, but that's, it seems like
owned them.
Yeah, if ever there's a year, you got to turn this around and really put Tech on the map. This is the weekend.
Well, they've talked about all preseason, and Brankey has the word written on the side of his hat, the word jump. It's time for this program to take the jump. If they want to be an ACC title contender, if they want to be in that college football playoff discussion, they got to take the jump. And that includes beating teams like Clemson, beating teams like Georgia, winning consistently, not just these one-offs where they spring an upset and then lose the next week to a lesser opponent. It's putting wins together, 3, 4, 5 in a row. And so I think this win, if they get this win on Saturday, that would certainly serve notice that they are ready to take that jump. I will say, if Tech loses to Clemson on Saturday, not all is lost. I mean, their ACC schedule is not as difficult as it has been. There's a long way to go. And if they beat Clemson on Saturday, it doesn't mean they're crown champions, right? They still got to go out and play 9 more games. So it's still early. It's still September. But I think it will serve notice if they're able to get that one that, hey, Georgia Tech certainly could be a team to be reckoned with this season.
Chad, 53.5 right now is the over-under. You think this will be a lower-scoring game, or you feel like both teams are going to put up 28 or more?
I mean, you'd have to think it'd be low-scoring, right? I mean, Clemson has hardly done anything on offense at this point, and Georgia Tech's winning style is to eat clock, run the ball, and not score a ton either. And Georgia Tech always seems to play close games, whether they're playing – Miami, Clemson.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Louisville, you name it. It always seems to be a very close one-score, two-score game. I'd be very shocked if this was a high-scoring game just because of where these offenses are right now, and again, because of the style that both teams probably like to play.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Great stuff, Chad. Appreciate you stopping by. Check him out, guys. Read him, AJC.com. Chad Bishop covers Georgia Tech. Big game against Clemson at home this weekend. Noon start, by the way. Noon kickoff. Hey, thanks again, Chad.
All right, guys. See ya.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.